Michael Muthukrishna is an associate professor of economic psychology at the London School of Economics. And he believes that children's media, as a whole, has advanced.
Think of He-Man.
The most powerful man in the universe.
Or any of the shows that you might have watched as a child versus something like Number Blocks or Octonauts.
I probably don't need to tell anyone with a child under 10, but for everyone else, Number Blocks and Octonauts are modern children's TV hits. In Number Blocks, children learn numeracy skills from a group of animated talking blocks.
7+1=8.
Octonauts, one of my children's favourites, was developed with marine biologists. It follows the adventures of a group of anthropomorphized animals as they learn about the natural world.
Whoa, a manatee!
These are far more sophisticated TV shows that are teaching our kids far more sophisticated concepts.
And for Michael, that sophistication is evidence of cultural evolution in action. Producers learn what works, and they repeat it.
Like every domain of knowledge, it is going through a marketplace of ideas and accumulative processes. So they have learned over generations. They have learned the lessons in terms of how to produce good television programs for children that meet that balance between education and entertainment.
The advances in children's television we've been looking at don't just tell us about individual developments in psychology. They're also a microcosm of how cultural evolution could be happening on a much bigger scale. One of the things that got me thinking about the subject for this episode was showing my children the TV shows that I loved when I was their age. And the first that I put on was Bagpuss.
Bagpuss, dear Bagpuss, old fat furry catpuss.
I've got to tell you, it was eye-opening. The plot was, well, slow. The dialogue, predictable.
If it was a real elephant, it couldn't fly.
Fly elephants don't fly.
And Teddy, my son, was like, did you really watch this, Dad? And by the way, I'm not dissing Bagpuss. I loved it, I still love it. But I think it does show how the sophistication of some children's television, although definitely not all, has evolved. How do we decide which children's programmes are beneficial? For Michael Muthukrishna, although not all TV shows are created equal, most programming has improved over time.
And it's not just media for children. Media for adults has also gotten more complex and complicated. Compare I Love Lucy with Rick and Morty. Compare the convoluted storylines of even the trashiest of television shows that require you to track far more characters than we've ever had to track.